This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and a satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, the security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, thanks very much for keeping America rolling along. That goes for our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as hauling stuff down into the hurricane zone, southwest Florida. Now, we've also got Felix and the U.S. mail, bulk mail haulers up there, running around all over the place doing their thing. Thank you very much, guys. And, of course, we've got the suicide jockeys hauling gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. And, of course, our Amazon warehouse workers and our Amazon drivers right here doing what they're doing, and appreciate them, too. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter, all as Captain's America. That's Captain with an S on the end of it, America, all lowercase, all one word. And our website is simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus, and also the host of the Military Matters show, we've got retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Captain. Delighted to be with you celebrating the conquest of the spooks and goblins of Halloween as we celebrate All Saints Day and start off November on America's Third Watch.
Yep, and let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
I'm ready.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America and to the Republic,
for which it stands,
one nation
under God,
indivisible with liberty
and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And, Colonel, first of all, you told me about something that's going on today down there in Sarasota at 4 o'clock at Robarts Arena. That's at the Sarasota County Fairgrounds. You're going to have some bigwigs show up.
That's right. Of course, we saw the news headline that Charlie Crist made a stop in Sarasota. But the big news for the red Suncoast here is that at 4 p.m. at Robarts Arena, a place that you're very familiar with,
yep,
because you're often guest there, is going to be a rally headlined by Senate candidate incumbent Marco Rubio, and it'll have a host of other local, state, and national candidates speaking there. So I'm pretty excited about that. And Congressman Murray Buchanan will be there. My state representative, Tommy Gregory, will be there as well, amongst a host of others. So I'm pretty pumped for that.
Well, that's good, and I'm glad to hear that. And I don't know if I can make that or not. Probably not because of what I'm doing today, but it is what it is. Now, and that's all good. I mean, keep me informed, and when you talk to me on Thursday, you can let me know what you know.
Will do, Captain.
All right. Now, we've got an interesting situation right now. Some documents have been leaked showing that Twitter and Facebook had regular meetings with the DHF on censoring Americans.
Yeah, you know, the whole story about Elon Musk and taking over Twitter and all that, it highlights that dichotomy between how split the media has become. The media has become as split, of course, as the far left and us more to the right in the nation. But it demonstrates that while one is highlighting the fact that, hey, they're starting to see an influx of all this fake news and stuff from the right, you and I also tend to the news like you just highlighted, which ought to be more frightening than anything, which would be agents of the government like the FBI and the CIA and the Department of Homeland Security getting involved in censoring America's free speech and our First Amendment rights. So that should be worrisome and bears watching. And I think it will get a great deal of attention after Republicans take over Congress on November 8th.
Well, I'll tell you who else was doing it, and I'm not surprised. Google, because the Media Research Center report came out that said Google manipulated searches in various Senate races across the country.
Well, Captain, that's not a surprise to us. You know, I sometimes will just test that. Now, I will input certain things just to see what pops up. And it's been abundantly clear to me just from watching and viewing with my own eyes that that's exactly what is occurring. There's no conspiracy theory to this. And all this business about the collusion between social media outlets that have a monopoly over so many much of what Americans see and do, and the Democratic Party, it's there. And there's no conspiracy theory that. You got to believe your own lying eyes. And my eyes aren't lying. They are telling the truth to me. And I use my mind and my heart, and I can conclude safely, and I think without needing anybody to verify me or a fact checker to tell me that exactly what you described is happening and ought to be a great source of concern for Americans everywhere, regardless of what your political leanings are.
All righty. Hold that thought, folks. We're coming right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We will be back. Kathy's going to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
All right, folks, it's Tuesday. And that can only mean one thing, Tuesday. Guess where I'm going to be.
Hi, folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on Westwaters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
You know, I never get hungry till they play that. And, and I'm going to bring the Colonel into the mix here. You ever get hungry when you hear a commercial?
Oh, I hate to admit it, but I always do.
That's the one right there. That's the one. This time in the morning, you're thinking about breakfast, and you go, well, wait a minute now. I'm going to Mission Barbecue for lunch, so maybe I ought to think about that. Hey, listen.
And I've got to hold on to my my lunch with the Captain appetite for a couple of days until you're down here at Mission's Fruit Farms on Thursday.
That's right.
They have lunch with the Captain.
Yep, that's right. It'll be our monthly thing on Thursday. Real Clear Politics, wait till you hear this one, has flipped the New Hampshire Senate race advantage Republican.
Yeah, I tell you, that underscores here with just a little over about a week to go. Yeah, a week to go before November 8th. That's a pretty telling thing, and it lays things and explains why, as you discussed earlier, how the Democratic Party and all the money is going into very select Senate races, basically has abandoned House races and is having to be very careful, even in the Senate, where they spend the money. But, yeah, New Hampshire is... it's not done being a bellwether, as it traditionally has been. And that's why it was always the first in the nation in the past. It was first in the nation primaries because, yeah, that small state of New Hampshire formerly a part of Massachusetts back in the day in the founding, is something to pay attention to. And that certainly is good news for us conservatives, bad news for the left.
Well, Mitch McConnell's race has been abandoned to a toss-up.
Yeah, that is something that a few months ago, I don't think anybody would have said that that would be the case. Now, whether that goes, he's got this uncanny way of weathering this stuff, even though he kind of waffles, flip-flops back in here, goes with the tide. He's been kind of slow to adapt and understand what has gone on in the nation, the movement in the nation the last couple of years, and has failed to understand that you can embrace that movement and understand what it meant about without having to embrace some of the real crazy Q conspiracy folks on the very far right, and instead say understand it and share it with the nation, kind of like you do on America's Third Watch and have for a long time.
Well, Mr. Fetterman in Pennsylvania running against Mr. Oz in Pennsylvania for the U.S. Senate has just had his hometown newspaper endorse Republican Oz to be Pennsylvania's next senator. He couldn't even get his local paper to endorse him.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, I'm not surprised. I mean, I'm surprised that a media outlet, and that's not a right-leaning media outlet. So that's pretty stunning. But based upon his, incredulously poor debate performance on top of his record back there in his hometown,
yeah.
His abysmal record, we shouldn't be surprised, but nevertheless, that's good. And so I think we can anticipate victory for Oz in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
But you got to keep working like you're 10 points behind, like you often say.
Right. Okay, we're going to go to the phone line here. Bag Am and Bob, what's going on?
Yes, sir, Captain. I'm just wondering, how much does it take to get a supermajority in the Senate, and what chances are that, if any? And the last thing is, after November 8th, how long does it take to make the elections final? In other words, before we know are there a bunch of recounts and all that kind of thing? All right, that's it, Captain.
Well, geez, he doesn't want to know anything much, does he there, Colonel?
Yeah.
First of all, a supermajority is
states right now.
Yeah, supermajority.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's about four states that will decide the Senate majority or not right now.
Right,
and the Democrats got to take those, they're not going to take all four of those. It's not going to happen.
Nope.
So I anticipate that probably the Republicans are going to take the Senate by at least one or two. And I think that is a cautiously optimistic. It could be as many as 54 seats, but I would say 52, 53 is a safe bet. And as far as when we'll know the results, I don't think we'll know it by midnight, but I think we'll know by midnight with fair amount of confidence that the Republicans will take the Senate. But to the extent of that victory, I don't think it's going to be known for another day or two. That's me prognosticating.
So the Senate supermajority has always been, in my humble opinion, two-thirds, correct?
Yeah, right. About 60, yeah, 60-plus.
Yep. So that's where the supermajority comes in, if they're able to do that. But I don't see them being able to do that.
No, neither party's going to win. It's not going to happen. Even in the most optimistic of scenarios, that's going to happen. But, getting beyond where we're at right now with the vice president being a tiebreaker, getting beyond that is going to be, that in itself is going to be a godsend and a milestone to be able to honestly move the country forward, in my opinion.
Well, I agree. Now we're going to talk about something that I know you're pretty well versed in, and that would be fuel oil and something called diesel. We have got a game that is being played big time with diesel, and it was done, in my opinion, intentionally by Pete Buttigieg, knowing full well that they were going to run out of diesel sometime later in the year and was going to create a problem, and that would put pressure on the trucking companies to go with the electric trucks. Well, I don't think that should happen, and I don't think it will happen, number one. Number two, All they've got to do, all these states have got to do, including Florida, is exercise the 10th Amendment of the Constitution and tell the federal government to go pound salt.
Yeah, and we've got a free state of Florida, and we've got a governor that would be willing to do exactly that. You know, I find it hard to understand why, and I think you're right. I think it's not just Pete Buttigieg, it's others that
sure.
are behind that, Carly. But that is politically, that's nuts. It's almost like saying, hey, we're going to go down, but we're going to take a lot of hardworking Americans with us. That politically, that's insane. It's stupid. In addition to doing just grievous harm, additional harm to the America's economy, where it really hurts.
And all they got to do is drill, baby, drill, using the 10th Amendment, and open up a new refinery somewhere using the 10th Amendment. I've talked for years about the Pensacola Naval Base, where they have got room, they got the security, they got the perfect place to do it, and it's not going to bother anybody at all. And as far as, well, there's going to be smoke coming from, there's going to be this coming. No, there's not. I guess the people haven't seen the refineries lately.
Yeah, we got the capacity. Of course, it's not going to instantly happen. The recovery for this, even if we have overwhelming victory on the 8th of November, recovery is going to be slow, because a lot of times you can, if you're a certain state of affairs in the nation, you can make rapid improvements and move America forward, as we did under Trump 45. However, to recover from the damage that has been done in the last almost three years is not going to happen overnight. Some things can happen quickly. Some things is just going to be happening a matter of hold tight, have some faith, and look for the indicators, and we will recover and restore America to the place where we were and to where back on the track where we were heading.
And, Colonel, some people need to go to jail for what they've done.
Captain, you and I both believe that, and I'm less optimistic that that's going to happen to the extent. I think there will be some reckoning. I don't think that much of it will be to the extent of going to jail that it ought to be, which is what you would expect when people are guilty of breaking the law and violating the American Constitution. I don't think that that's going to happen to the extent that it ought to. But a day of reckoning is coming for many.
Yes, sir. And I cannot wait until Thursday when we get back on it again. It's going to be a great day in the morning. And we'll see each other for lunch on Thursday. So in the meantime, you have a great day today. And we want a full report on Thursday as to what Marco Rubio did this afternoon.
I promise, Captain. See you Thursday.
All right. Thank you very much. That is retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. It's called the Republican Liberty Caucus. He is over on Facebook, and he's also got Military Matters. Be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Republican Representative Lee Zeldin takes a lead in the New York gubernatorial race in his attempt to oust Democrat Governor Kathy Hochul. That's according to a Trufalgar Group poll announced overnight. Just under 1,200 voters were asked. 53% of those respondents were registered Democrats. Israelis began voting on Tuesday in the country's election amid a tight race between Prime Minister Yair Lapid and opposition leader Benjamin Netanyahu. It's Israel's fifth election in less than 4 years. Well, there were no big treats from the Halloween night Powerball drawing, as none of the tickets sold matched all six numbers. This means the next drawing on Wednesday night will be for an extensive $1.2 billion jackpot. That's the fourth largest in U.S. history. Last night's World Series game was postponed due to rain. It will be made up this evening just after 8 p.m. Eastern. USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, I will take it away for just a second here because this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Family Automotive, and this time it's the Moss Nissan division. Yep, the Nissan division. Now, they got a brand new store that opened up in Brooksville. I'll tell you about that here in a minute. But if you haven't been to Moss Nissan, boy, you need to go visit one of their stores. Either up in Crystal River or Newport Richey at 19 and 54. That's the flagship store. Or Nissan and Acura side by side here in Tampa on Florida Avenue. Now, the new store that just opened up here a couple of weeks ago is in Brooksville on State Route 50. State Route 50, just east of the Suncoast Expressway, on the same side of the road, about maybe 100 yards to the east. And you'll see it, brand new building. Won't be able to miss it. They got a great selection of vehicles there. Great sales group. A great repair group, too. You need some repairs, they'll gladly help you out with that. Got a great group. And I'm telling you, I can't recommend anybody any better. Now, couple of things about Moss Nissan that you need to know. Number one, they have the You Serve, You Save program, where all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, whether you're a police officer, a firefighter, or an EMS officer, you can get yourself taken care of and get yourself some really good deals there. And don't forget, Moss Nissan, whatever it takes to get it done. Whatever it takes is their motto. And they are out to be the best dealership in the country, bar none. Now, the website, MossMAUSNissan.com, MossMAUSNissan.com, and then you get a chance to see where all of the Nissan dealerships are at. Well, the president, yes, the president, he had to chime in and call the big oil producers, profiters, saying that there's a war going on and he's considering a windfall tax and all that. Well, we've had all that. We've had all that. But he doesn't understand how the oil company works. And he certainly doesn't understand that the Saudis don't like him. And they don't. Boy, they don't. But here's a little something that he had to say yesterday. And we're going to couple it with what we were just talking about with the oil with the colonel. So here we go. Whoops. It's not going to work if I don't turn the right thing on here. Okay. Let me go back and do this.
Of imposing a windfall tax on energy companies if they don't boost domestic production. His comments came a week before the midterms, with voters unhappy about inflation and high gas prices. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Okay, so he wants to propose a windfall tax because he believes that's the answer to our gas problems, to get the oil companies to give us some product. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Everything is, he's got everything backwards and upside down and not even close to being right. I mean, what's next for this guy? What is next with this guy? Can't seem to get this right, let alone anything else. It's a shame, because we're all paying for his mistakes. We are. And there's going to be plenty more, I'm afraid. Because he doesn't know, either doesn't know, or doesn't have the ability to know what's going on. By the way, we do have two systems in the Atlantic Ocean right now. Well, we got one in the Atlantic Ocean. And we've got another one, Lisa, down in the Caribbean, coming our way down in the southern Caribbean. And I don't think that's going to really come to us now. They looked at it here again. I believe it's going to go across into Central America and possibly even Mexico and stay there. We'll see. We'll see. We got another system that doesn't have a name yet, which is up there moving out to sea in the Atlantic Ocean by the looks of things. So hopefully that's where it'll be, and we can continue to move along with what we need to do. We don't need any more storms this year. Sorry, don't need any more storms this year at all. All right, let me see who just chimed in here. When you hear that noise, that's the Facebook page. So let's see here. Da-da-da-da-da. Oh, it's our buddy the Colonel. He just posted something in one of our, his group, actually. His group. Okay. Very good. Now, again, the oil situation, in my opinion, and this is just me, if our governor, who knows what I'm talking about, exercises our state's rights under the 10th Amendment, we can not only drill for oil, we can also build a refinery and use it to refine that oil. And that would be a great thing to be able to do that. That would be a great thing to be able to do that, because we can use the oil that we've got right here in our midst. All we'd have to do is come up with a plan, send them the plan, and away we go. But they can't stop us because we're exercising our 10th Amendment rights.
And that's what you have to do to make this work. So who knows what's going to happen next year? But I kind of like the chances of getting some more oil and refining it. And we could do that even if we just went and got the oil and shipped it to wherever it needs to go to get refined. Right here in the Gulf, perhaps. Take care of our own down here. And whatever spare goes through the country. I mean, again, all of this is making sense to me. But what do you think? Anybody got any better ideas? I don't see anything. I don't know anybody that's going to come up with something. When it comes to oil, we've got the oil. We don't not have it. We've got it. But the Democrats don't want us to get it. Amazing. Amazing. Our country needs something, and these fools don't want our country to get it. Amazing. Oh, well. What are you going to do, right? What are you going to do? Well, I think most of us know the answer to that. We're going to get up. We're going to get going. We're going to do what we need to do, and that's going to be the bottom line of everything right there. Because, again, we can't let these slow-motion people tie us up. Okay, let's see who that was. We're getting quite a few comments here in the peanut gallery. So we'll see what's going on here. I'll try to get to it real quick. All right, I don't know exactly who's chiming in here. It looks like it's a colonel again. Then again, maybe not. And by the way, if you want to communicate with the show, you can go to the captain's group. The captain's group. That's how you communicate with us directly. Otherwise, all you got to do is... oh, it's Jeff. Welcome to the 2022 Bizarro World. Thank you, Jeff. You first. you first. And he's talking about Pennsylvania can do the same. Yeah, Pennsylvania can do the same. They can exercise their 10th Amendment. Sure can. Their rights. And get this done if that's what they want to do. Think about that and you'll know. All right, let me drift over here. Well, caller, hang on because you'll be the first one up when we come back. Just hang on. I'll get to you. We got to go to break. And folks, when we come back from this break, your calls are always welcome. I'm going to let Kathy give you the telephone number if I can get her in here. There she is.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, I'm going to take it away. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor down there in Sarasota. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Now, all of their blinds, the shades, and their shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And Dominic's also offers not only installation, but on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs in the local area. Now, think about this for a second, because when you get a chance to stop by Dominic's or to call up and order parts, or maybe you want them to come and clean your shades or whatever, then you know what they're capable of doing, because they will not only clean your shades or your shutters, but they'll also take care of any parts, any repairs that need to be done. And that's all good stuff. Now, also, you can remember that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase, too, at Dominic's Blinds and Decor here in Sarasota. And you'll also know that you can call them at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service or stop by the store. The phone number again, 941-922-2345.
941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you. Stop by the store. And for you people that are outside the area, call them up. See what they got. They'll send you one of their, send you to their website, or maybe they can send you one of those little catalogs they got, or calendar or whatever. I've seen a lot of different things that they pop up with. So there you go. Now, that being said, we've got the Department of Veterans Affairs, which has received nearly 113,000 new disability compensation claims for benefits created by the landmark toxic exposure law signed back in August by President Biden. Now, this pushed the VA to aggressively search for new hires to try to handle the influx of the veterans coming into the system. Now, I've been told they need as many as 300 people to do this job. So if you're looking for work and you want to work, there's a place to start right there, working for the VA, working with the veterans. Now, again, VA Secretary Dennis McDonough said that claim applications this month were 19% higher than October of 2021, a year ago. Then with the VA receiving 1,000 more claims a day than it usually does, requiring the department to take steps to recruit additional health and benefits personnel and other incentives to retain the current employees is something that they're going to have to do. Now, keep in mind that there's a lot of but there's a lot of things that go on at the VA that people don't know the answers to, and sometimes they won't help you get an answer, and you get stuck on a line, and you can't get anybody that you need for whatever. But this is too important. What this is too important. And I do know that if you file, you'll get an answer back. Especially anybody that was around those burn pits. Because that was bad news, as we all know. That was bad news. And it's going to be good news Saturday night for those of you that will be with Wade Witschke at a Purple Heart event. It's an awards banquet in a golf course. And if you want to find out more, you can stop by Mission Barbecue today, and we'll have some of the brochures there for you that we can give to you. And you'll be able to see what it is that is going on. Naturally, all veterans are invited, and even civilians. Even civilians. Now, I want to conclude here. Got about a minute before I go to my caller. I want to conclude here with this diesel stuff again. Again, it costs less to produce diesel than it does gasoline. And the fact that we have a widespread fuel shortage of any kind right now is just totally unexplainable. Buttigieg, whatever he did when he did it, he screwed things up big time. This is on him, by the way. This is on him. And we've got to get our act together right now. We've got this election cycle. We've got the people we're going to elect, the new congressmen, the new senators. And they've got to take this bull by the horns and do something about this fuel. And again, if they decide to let the states go and do what they need to do under the 10th Amendment, the states will pay for this. Why? Because they can probably do it quicker than the federal government can. And in some cases, the National Guard units that are out there can actually hook up a drill truck. And I do mean truck, because that's what they use. And use it to drill into the ground to get what they need to get in terms of oil or gas. And I was just talking with Driver Mike. He was telling me about what's offshore, where TECO's getting their natural gas. But TECO is just one company. We need all the companies, all hands on deck, doing what they're doing. All hands on deck. All right. Let me cue something up here, and then we're going to take our caller. And you're right, Jeff. We need a truly informed voter. And Godfather Good, I'll see you today. I appreciate that. Okay, now let me get this. You never can do anything simple here, apparently. All right, here we go. Let's get going here. And we'll see what we get this time. Coming right up. And he's waiting on the phone.
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen, all across 100 million people listening across America. The bottom line is it's good to see Donald Trump on Sebastian Gorka. Good to finally have Donald Trump on the conservative radio like he was before he was running and for election and won in a landslide victory in 2020 and 2016. Okay, bottom line, good to hear Donald Trump say Mitch McConnell's that we're not a fan. Okay, he's a disaster. Okay, Merrick Garland, the Supreme Crook should have said, Merrick Garland, you said you didn't sign the warrant. Then 3 days later, you said you signed it. You should be hung for treason, okay? And let me tell you, the Supreme Court crook should have said, what are the documents that you want from Mr. Trump? Return all the others to him, okay? Numbnuts, nine idiots on the Supreme Crooks, okay? The only hope we have is that you stood up for life. And you said we're not murdering babies anymore. Thank God for that. Well, there's the glimmer of hope that we keep fighting for. Let me say this to you, okay? And by the way, the Chinese Basketball Association, a.k.a. the NBA, is only there for one reason, to try and get the black vote. Let me say something. I was born in the Bronx, where the true Negroes are, okay? And let me get a better stop to you. I'd say this, bro. The Democrat Party sucks. Joe Biden sucks.
Okay, guess who just got cut off by the computer? That's what happens. I let him go until it does that, and then it is what it is. But anyway, I'll see you all at once today over at Mission Barbecue, 11:30 to 1:30. Have a good day. God bless you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.